Andy, let's maybe talk about your team first. You've been practicing for what, a couple weeks, close to a month?
About a month.
Okay. And what does it look like? It seems like there's some new faces on the roster.
We are full of new faces. Half the team has not done this before.
Okay.
And when I was filling out the relays for Friday, I realized that 5 out of the 8 boys I have never done this before.
So you've got some coaching to do.
Yeah, yeah. They did great, and they did better than expected, but still got a long ways to go.
Okay. What's the group been like in practice? They've been working hard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They complain all the time.
So you're making work. You've got some also some veteran returning seniors and upperclassmen.
We have a lot of seniors, and we're about half seniors and half brand new people.
Okay, so pretty wide stretching yes. range there. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, coaching question: How do you approach that kind of group?
It's rough to get everybody what they need in the space available. It's almost like I need 2 different pools.
Yeah.
But they work really well together, so that makes it easy.
Completely different set of goals.
Yeah.
Some who are really trying to shave time off and others who are...
Yeah, we have some aiming at state, not even really focusing on region so much, but then we also have kids that don't even know what Regents is.
Well, and that's a good teaching moment too for you.
Yeah.
So a couple of your upperclassmen, Peter Kowalski, is back in the pool and swimming strong already.
He had a great meet. So did Sean Spiegelmeyer. Maria Funt had a really good meet. Maddie Whitethorn had a good meet. Yeah, it was good all the way around. The new guys were a little rough on Friday, their first day. First swim meet ever for most of them. But, and then Saturday, that was a lot better.
Okay. So when you look ahead at the season, the schedule basically looks like it has a meet every 2 weeks or something.
That's what we do, yeah.
All right. And do you have any penciled in? I know there's a home meet this year, mid-October, it looks like.
We're with the meet right before Regents.
Okay. So what's your plan of attack for that kind of schedule?
Well, we can kind of swim through the regular season meets. We don't have to win anything to get to Regions or be seated at Regions or anything. Like some sports need to win a certain number of games to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. We can just train right through those. And if they're really tired and don't do very well, that's okay with me. They don't much care for it, but because our goal is at the region meet.
Okay. All right. So just get them as tired as possible, working as hard, and then peaking at that right time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any real surprises from this past weekend in Sitka?
Everything was actually a little better than I thought it would be. Sean Spiegelmeyer won the 50 free on whichever day he did that, Saturday, I think, which was kind of a surprise. Mm-hmm. He was surprised.
You guys are definitely strong in the freestyle events.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and part of that's because of the makeup of the team. A lot of our practice is freestyle swimming because they can see where they're going and they're closer to the same speed in that. Our new guys are starting to figure out what strokes other than freestyle they're good at. So this weekend, one of our exchange students, Covey, I don't know what his last name
is. It's like Kovacs, or Kovacs. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Yeah. Covey Kovacs and Latham Johnson both did really well in the breaststroke races. And another one of our new guys.
There's Bruno.
Colby Snobel did really well in the backstroke. And Bruno did great in freestyle. Mm-hmm. He surprised us in freestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. He for 4 weeks of practice, that guy's pretty darn good.
All right. So you'll be able to have some of these newcomers and maybe fill them into some of the gaps that you need for the team.
Yeah. I'm hoping that some of them can make finals at Regions even, if they keep going. Yeah.